Blog Talk Radio.
To the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. And thanks, guys, for tuning in today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The Twitter followers, everyone on Facebook, thank you guys for tuning in today, and welcome. Today is Friday again. It's hump. It's not hump day. It's the weekend, baby. Anybody can get through a Friday because they know that they're gonna be off work in a few hours. And be done for the weekend, right? Done for the weekend. So today is Friday. I'm here. Let's get this show on the road. Now, let's see. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770 732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, the call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's where you can call into the show, listen live, and if you'd like to leave a comment, if you'd like to give your comments or have an opinion about today's show, then just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, okay? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, 516-531-9483. Now, today's word of the day is querulous. Querulous, Q-U-E-R-U-L-O-U-S, querulous. Querulous is an adjective, and it means habitually complaining. Habitually complaining. Now, I know a few people who are querulous. 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 Know a few people who are querulous, okay? Always whining, fretful, always whining, okay? That's querulous. All right, that's a good word, and take that and go with it, right? Right now, it's 55 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 73, low tonight, 51. Tomorrow, sunshine, 76. Sunday, sunshine, 69. Monday, sunshine, 75. Tuesday, sunshine, 81. Now, this looks more like springtime headed into summer, right? So, that's what we're looking at for is weather over the next few days. It's going to be sunny today. Good-looking weather and all, right? So, let's get into today's show. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do Side Chicks That Date Married Men Think They Can Call the Shots? Why do side chicks that date married men think that they can call the shots? Now, you know, before I get into this, I'm gonna preface this by saying that these are my opinions, okay? I'm not right about everything. I don't claim to be right about everything, okay? So don't go sending me hundreds of emails about saying, Frank, you're wrong for this and wrong for that, right, yada, yada, okay? These are my opinions, and it's what I do. Now, if I have something that I can research and find out facts about, now, those aren't my opinions. Those are facts, okay? But these are my opinions about subjects like this. Why do side chicks that date married men think they can call the shots? And what I mean by a side chick is a single woman, okay, that's been dating a married man, okay? She knows he's married. She knew he was married when she started dating him. And she decided, that's key right there. She decided to continue to date this man, knowing that he's married. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say, I don't want you side chicks to call in and tell me this. I have a hunch about this, okay? But why do side chicks date married men? Now, I can see if he didn't tell you he was married and he, you know, strung you along or whatever. But the key there is to find out if this guy's married. And there are a little different things you can do to find out if someone's married or not. But you have to vet these guys. And what I mean by that, you gotta ask them questions and find out about their lives, right? So I heard a story the other day, and this actually came off one of the talk shows. This young lady is dating a married man. He's an executive in Atlanta, makes, you know, great money, and he's an executive in Atlanta, and he travels a lot. Married, and has a kid within his marriage. All right. Now he meets her, and they start dating. They date for 3 years. Okay. Okay. This is 3 years ago they started dating. All right. During those 3 years, she, you know, she's been going on different trips with him. He goes out of town a lot for business. So she goes with him on some of these trips. So she goes out of town with him a lot. And then he has asked her to quit her job. And she quit her job, and he takes care of her. He pays her rent, whatever expenses that she has. All right? And let me say this too. Men like that make a lot of money and has a side chick. This and pays all her expenses. He expects for you to be available at his beck and call. Okay? That's what it's about. That's what a side chick is for. It's for your beck and call. Now, it's for his beck and call, not her beck and call. She can't just call him up and say, hey, I need to see you, you know, in an hour. Let's get together in an hour and go have some, go get something to eat. Let's come pick me up. Let's go to the movies. That's not what a side chick is about. A side chick is about a married man that has a chick on the side for his beck and call. Now, what I mean by his beck and call is that I'm paying your bills. I'm paying your expenses. You're not working in this situation. You're not working because I'm paying your rent. You don't have to work to make money. I'm going to give you the money to take care of yourself. Okay? So if I'm going to give you money to take care of yourself, I'm paying your rent and all this, I expect for you to be available, you know, at my beck and call. That's when I call you, I expect you to be available. Because that's my window. That's the time that I have to come see you. Okay? That's a side chick. That's what a side chick is for. A side chick is for when I have a window of time. I can call up and say, hey, I've got a few hours. I'm coming by. Okay? And then also, if I have a side chick that I'm paying the bills for, I got a key to that place. I can show up there whenever I want to. That's a side chick where he's paying her expenses. That's not just having a woman on the side. See, a woman on the side is different from a side chick. Okay? And I'm just saying, ladies, if you're a side chick, you have to listen to this. Now, this guy's been dating her for 3 years. He's married. He's got a kid within his marriage. She's been going, this side chick has been going on trips with him. He's an executive. He goes out of town a lot. He pays all her expenses. I'm just summarizing this. He pays all her expenses. Okay? He told her to quit her job. She quit her job. One mistake. And now, at the end of the 3 years, he tells her that he's going to work it out with his wife. Okay? I gotta let you go. It's like being fired. I'm going to fire from your job. That's her job. He says, I'm going back to my wife. We're going to try to work things out. I got to let you go. Now, she's furious, right? She's hurt, right? She has to be. Because now, she really has no recourse. And what I mean by recourse is she has nothing to stand on to fight back. Because she's a side chick. So, the next thing you know, now she doesn't have her bills not being paid. And on top of that, she doesn't have the man that she had before that she thought that she had to take care of her bills. And she doesn't have a man at all. Because the married man that she was dealing with, he decided to go back to his wife. One little secret that I'm going to tell you ladies out there who may be single, who may be dating a married man. I'm going to say this. You're a side chick. You cannot call any, that's a big word, any. You can't call any shots. Now, you can try to call some shots for sure. But I'm going to guarantee you this. When you do try to call the shots, you're going to see him turn and walk away. I'm just saying, and again, this is my opinion. I'm just throwing out my opinion about this. Okay? And because she quit her job, because now he's gone back to his wife, and now she can't pay her bills, what is she going to do? She says that she's going to go and tell his wife all about what their relationship. She's going to go. She knows where the wife gets her nails done. She knows where she gets her hair done, his family. So she's going to go and talk to the wife, tell her about their relationship. Tell her about them going out of town together, them going on trips together. Okay? Go do that. What about when you do confront the wife and you confront her at her hair salon, she looks at you like, you know, you got seven heads. She like, okay, you been dating Harold? Oh. You know, I knew that Harold, I had an idea that Harold had another chick on the side. It's you. She said, yeah, and Harold, I've been going out of town with Harold, and, you know, Harold and I have been sleeping together, and, you know, he's been paying all my bills. And you know what else? I quit my job because of Harold. Harold told me to quit my job because he wanted to be with me and he was getting away from you. Oh, he told you he was getting away from me. Well, that's not the case, my dear. Harold and I are fine. I knew Harold had a side chick. I just couldn't put my finger on her. But now I can. I see you standing in my face. But guess what? Because you're standing in my face, that means Harold dropped your ass. And Harold dropped her right like a hot potato. Harold dropped her. And now she goes to the wife and try to tell the wife everything her and Harold been doing. And the wife says, I don't care. Comes home and gets in my bed every night. See, that's the thing. Side chicks don't understand that, hey, Harold over there and Harold, you know, jumping up and down on me. And then at the end, you know, after Harold does his thing, Harold gets up, puts on his clothes, maybe even take a shower, and Harold is gone back to his, you know, so-called regular 9-to-5. He gone back home. I'm preaching, y'all. But I'm just saying, you know, and Harold's gone back home. You're left laying there in the bed. You know, you're left laying there in the bed and you're thinking, you're rolling from side to side thinking, oh, man, I wish Harold was here. But you know what? You're a side chick. Harold is gone. And now Harold has dropped you. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story here, I think, and I'm telling you ladies this, you single ladies out there, who may be dating a married man, if you are dating a married man and he gives you all these promises, say, hey, you know what, Harold? If you're in love with me so much and you're going to leave your wife and this and that, you want me to quit my job? You want to pay all my bills? That's great, Harold. Why don't you sign this little letter right here saying that you're going to pay my bills and this and that for, you know, from now on. Sign that right there saying that. And Harold said, no, I ain't signing that. Well, Harold, you know, I'm not going to quit my job because you wanted me to quit my job and go with you, dude. You think I'm stupid? Well, Harold said, yeah, I think you're stupid. And he thinks she's stupid because she did quit her job. See, women get caught up in the emotional side things all the time. You ladies out there, y'all need to read a book called Women Are from Venus, Men Are from Mars. I think that's the title of it. Or it's vice versa. Women are from Mars, men are from Venus. Maybe that's it. But it tells you exactly how men think as opposed to how women think. See, now this woman has I'm going to tell you what happened. This woman got mixed up with Harold. I don't know where they met, whatever. It doesn't matter, okay? They met. And Harold told her she was married. That's what one of the guy on the show, he asked her, Was Harold up front with you, started the relationship? Well, yeah, I knew he was married. He told me he was married. Oh, then you knew what you were getting into. But she didn't care about that because Harold was giving it to her. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say Harold was giving it to her. I'm talking about the sex. Harold was giving it to her. Now she done got emotionally wrapped up in the Harold because he can put it down. Okay? She's all into Harold. She's not even thinking about the consequences of quitting her job. Not having anything to fall back on just in case Harold wants to break it off. Okay, now because she's not going to break it off with Harold, because what? She doesn't have anything to fall back on. She doesn't quit her job. She doesn't have a regular paycheck coming in. Hell, she doesn't even have health insurance. How stupid is that? Ladies, please, if you are involved with a married man, if you do get involved with a married man, Don't let him control you. Don't allow him to control you. I mean, you got a lot going on. There's a lot of men out here. Well, not really a lot, but there are men out here that you can get a hold of who may be like Harold in some ways. I'm saying that he's you know, he's got a great job. He's making good money, and he can take you places. And guess what? He's not married. Tell me that I didn't know he was married. Now, come on. 3 years. 3 years. You didn't know he was married? Come on. So I don't believe that part of it. You know, we men have slick tongues. And don't take that the wrong way, but we men have slick tongues, and we'll tell you women what y'all want to hear. And we'll tell y'all women what y'all want to hear in order to get into bed with you. Because guess what? That's what we're looking for. I said it. That's what we're looking for. A jump in the bed. And I can, you know, men can find out real quickly by that one jump in the bed if they want to stay with you. Now, you can be the finest chick out there. And a man get in the bed with you and it's not right, you're not going to see him again. He's gone. And then you may be decent in bed, but guess what? You're not his number one girl. You're one of the girls on the side that he's going to call, you know, maybe 2-3 in the morning after he left the club and want to come by. You know, he got a few drinks down his neck. He want to come by. You know why he want to come by. And you allow him to come by. But you're not his main chick. He's not going to stay long. So don't worry about that. And believe me, you know, I got someone looking at me right now, you know, saying, you wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm dead right. That's exactly how it happened. I mean, people sending me text messages saying that you talking bad about women. I'm not talking bad about women. I'm trying to let women know what to look for, because their brains get clouded. They see a good-looking man, and their brains get clouded. Men do it, too. We see a good-looking woman, and our brains get clouded. We start thinking about one thing. That's how God made us. He made us that way. He made us that way because he wants us to continue on. He don't want the population to sit. And this is my opinion. He don't want the population to stop. So he has to put something in men to continue the population. I'm serious. You know, I'm laughing because this person sitting here with me keep, you know, knocking at me. But that's okay. All I'm saying is that's the way men are, the way a lot of women are. They see a fine man, and they think about, man, what is he like in bed? Men see a fine woman, and they think, oh, my God, what is she like in bed? I'm telling you, that's the way it is. And then you got these men, and someone said to me the other day, Frank, why do men have side chicks? It's because, and why do side chicks hang on? It's because it's so many women out there and a few men to choose from. Because you got married men, you got single men, then you got men who are on the down low. And what I mean by down low is that you got men who are dating men and women, and then you got men who are just dating men. There are a lot of them. I mean a lot of them in Atlanta. In the ATL. There are a lot of punks and fags in the ATL. Yeah, I said it. But there are a lot of them up here in Atlanta. Up here, down here, over there, whatever you want to call it. There are a lot of punks in Atlanta. And then you got a lot of single men in Atlanta, okay? Then you got a lot of down-low men in Atlanta. There's no way for you ladies to know that these guys are on the down-low because they look, talk, and act like they straight. But that cuts a lot of men out. But you got all these women. And women need to be touched. Women need to be, you know, taken care of. That's sexually, I mean. And so they'll settle for a married man. Or they'll settle for a man who's dating three and four other women. They don't care. They laying at home saying, I wonder where Harold is. And they've been blowing Harold's phone up trying to get Harold to come by, and Harold ignoring them. But this particular night, at 2 in the morning, Harold sent a text back. Are you awake? She said, yes. Can I come by? She said, yes. I'm on the way. And Harold going by there just to jump up and down on her. Not to sit there and watch a movie. Not to sit there and have a little bite to eat and leave. That's not what Harold's about. That's not what these guys are about. I know the guys, you know, giving the choke sign, saying, Frank, cut it off, cut it off, cut it off. But this is the way it is. I'm trying to educate my women out here. Let these guys go. Or either vet these guys and find out what's going on with them before you get into a 3-year relationship, quit your job, and now Harold has gone back to his wife and tells you, I'm going back to my wife. We got to work things out. I got to leave you alone. That's a blow to the heart. And a lot of women can't accept that. That's just the way it is. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. It's the weekend, right? It's Friday. I hope you guys have a tremendous, tremendous weekend. And, hey, this Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys Monday, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya.
This is how we do it. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded.
made, he should. And people thought the music that he made was good. Then let the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dance.